Support comes from Mosby Building Arts. From quiet mornings with coffee to evenings spent with family and friends, Mosby designs decks for the moments that happen just outside your back door. July deck sale details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Abby Lurico. The number of people living with dementia is expected to surge in the coming decades as the U.S. population ages. One Missouri couple's on a mission to persuade lawmakers that their support is critical to early detection and intervention.
This is a disease that impacts everyone, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Black, White, Hispanic. This is impacting somebody in your community.
We'll have the story coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis Planning Commission will vote today on zoning rules for data centers, rules which received unanimous approval from the Housing, Urban Development, and Zoning Commission yesterday. The bill has been in the works for nearly a year. It would establish rules that include where data centers can and can't be built, how much energy and water they can use, and regulating noise production. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer introduced the bill, and she dispelled some misinformation during the meeting.
There have been some folks who are saying that this bill bans data centers. That is not true. There is no ban of data centers in this bill.
However, the rules have left some in the development community unhappy. Local development lobbyist Dave Sweeney says the rules will scare off data center developers from building in St. Louis and issued a correction of his own.
One of the speakers said that the developers have been at the table. That's 100% false. 100%.
Schweitzer and other aldermen pushed back on the claim. She says city staff have recommended the Planning Commission approve the amended bill, which has Mayor Kara Spencer's support. The Board of Aldermen is expected to vote on the bill at a special meeting later this month. Tonight, parents in the St. Louis Public Schools District will get their first chance to weigh in on a proposed reorganization plan. The district recently announced a proposal that would mean closing 15 to 22 schools and overhauling its student transportation system. SLPS leaders say the moves are necessary because of years of declining enrollment and financial challenges. Tonight's meeting takes place from 5 to 7 at Vachon High School. There will be two more public meetings later this month. The school board plans to vote on the final school closure proposal at the end of August. St. Louis County has confirmed its first heat-related death of the season. The victim was a man in his 80s from West St. Louis County who died on Friday, July 3rd. On that day, the National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning for much of the St. Louis region, and heat index values climbed well past 100 degrees. Authorities did not disclose how the man died. Health officials say the tragedy is a reminder that extreme heat can be deadly. Anyone needing a cooling center can call 211 or the United Way for assistance. Affordable Care Act marketplace enrollment has decreased sharply in Missouri. That's according to recently released federal data. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports enrollment dropped 25% in Missouri between February of 2025 and February of 2026.
The ACA marketplace is where people who don't have insurance through the government or their employer can buy individual plans. Missouri's drop is higher than the national change, which totals 12% fewer paid enrollments since last year. Tim McBride is a professor at Washington University's Bursky School of Public Health who tracks insurance enrollment. He says the drop is likely due to a new law that canceled pandemic-era subsidies. Those subsidies helped higher-income enrollees pay the premiums.
You know, Econ 101, when the price goes up 100%, you're probably going to get people not buying the product.
Health and Human Services officials say the drop is because the administration is cutting down on fraudulent enrollees who lied about how much money they make. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nature's Bakery plans to permanently close its Hazelwood manufacturing plant, eliminating 345 jobs over the next year. The company says the facility on Pershall Road will shut down in September of 2027 as production moves to other plants. The first reduction of 130 employees is expected this September, with another 215 people losing their jobs in February. Nature's Bakery says affected workers will be able to apply for other positions within the company or its parent company, Mars. Lauren Knowledge is the best chef in the Midwest, and she has the hardware to prove it. Fresh off her win in the category at this year's prestigious James Beard Foundation Awards, the co-owner of Balkan Treat Box and Telva at the Ridge stopped by STLPR wearing her new medal. STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Balkan Treat Box has operated as a brick and mortar since 2019, while Knowledge opened Telva at the Ridge in 2024. Both Balkan Treat Box and Telva at the Ridge focus on Bosnian and Balkan cuisine. However, Knowledge says she serves more traditional food at Balkan Treat Box while feeling she can experiment more at Telva at the Ridge.
You're going to have the things on Balkan's menu when you go to that region. You'll find those things. Whereas Telva, there's some things on there for sure, but we're definitely taking more creative liberties there in the way that we present it.
In addition to winning this year, Knowledge has been a semifinalist for the award several times, including 2023 and 2024. I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Knowledge talked about the award and her approach on St. Louis on the Air. Hers is the first James Beard Award to come home to St. Louis in nearly a decade. As the U.S. population ages, the number of people with dementia is expected to climb in the coming decades. More than 120,000 Missourians live with Alzheimer's disease. As the Midwest Newsroom's Luke Nozica reports, a Missouri couple is working to persuade lawmakers that their support is critical to early detection and intervention.
Sandy and Bobby Marshall decided to get a baseline cognitive assessment after her father died of Lewy body dementia in 2014. It's a kind of dementia that became better known after the death of actor and comedian Robin Williams. Both Marshalls previously worked in the medical field and thought they might as well get screened. She was 50, he was 55.
That way, in 10 years, we'll do another test and see where we are. And for the first time in our married life, I did better on a test than Bobby did. Yeah. Bobby's very smart. And I passed it and he didn't.
The couple, who lived in Florida at the time, learned Bobby had early onset and atypical dementia. They went home that day and launched into research, determined to get ahead of the disease. Bobby made a plan with a neurologist and a nutritionist.
We were seeing what was going on around the world and different countries and how they treated it, and decided that we were going to attack it head on and get out in front of it and do the best that we can.
Broadly, dementia is an umbrella term for a decline in cognitive abilities severe enough to interfere with daily life. Its most common form is Alzheimer's disease. Bobby embodies the importance of early detection and intervention. When he was diagnosed, doctors said he had just 5 to 8 years to live. That was more than 11 years ago.
You know, the earlier you get diagnosed, the better you are. I'm proof of that. 11 years in, and I'm doing pretty good.
Bobby is among the millions of Americans living with dementia. Across Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, more than 270,000 people ages 65 and older live with the disease. But that number does not include Bobby and others who are younger than 65. The number of people with dementia and the nearly 500,000 unpaid caregivers across those states is expected to climb in the coming decades as the U.S. population ages.
I would love for you to be the first survivor.
Sandy and Bobby now live in Poplar Bluff in southeast Missouri, which Bobby described as a medical desert with few resources. At first, the couple continued to travel to Bobby's medical appointments in Florida. Eventually, they got off a more than year-long wait list to see a specialist in St. Louis. Now the Marshalls drive nearly 3 hours from their home to see Bobby's doctors at Washington University in St. Louis. David Olson is the Alzheimer's Association's Midwest and Central Plains Government Relations Director. He called government buy-in critical to supporting people with dementia and said each state is making progress in its own way. Last year, for example, Nebraska passed insurance coverage for biomarker testing to help with early detection.
This is a disease that impacts everyone, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Black, White, Hispanic, right? This is impacting somebody in your community.
Advocates have also pushed for states to create dementia service coordinators, a position that exists in Washington, D.C., and 32 states, including Illinois, Kansas, and Nebraska. Establishing one is part of a healthcare bill on the governor's desk in Missouri. Iowa does not have one. Proponents say statewide coordinators connect families with resources, especially in rural areas.
And so having a position, having an individual that can cross agency lines, can make those connections and really provide than a coordinated state strategy to respond and best provide services for people living with the disease in all stages, as well as their caregivers.
Supporters say statewide coordinators also help with early detection, which has been critical for people like Bobby Marshall. More than a decade after his diagnosis, Bobby still golfs with his friends. I'm Luke Nozica, the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and member stations in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri, and is a member of the Trust Project. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.